On behalf of the Canadian International Development Research Center, I would like to say that it has been a real privilege to support IWG's work since 2003, and I am delighted that IDRC is co-sponsoring this conference with UNIFEM, UNDP, UNDESA, UNDAW, the Libby Institute, and In Mujeres. I would also like to congratulate Rania Antonopoulos and Niloufer Chatagai for their conceptualization and leadership of the project. IDRC's Women's Rights and Citizenship and Globalization, Growth and Poverty programs recognize that the global financial crisis that we face today presents a myriad of challenges for governments, donors, researchers, and civil society worldwide. The vast implications of the crisis and the interconnected nature of the international financial system is provoking a flurry of multilateral summits and high-level meetings to determine a course of action for mitigating the effects of financial turmoil. These international and national efforts can be a tremendous opportunity to interrogate the structural inequalities that characterize the status quo of global financial governance and to use economic stimulus packages to create new policies and practices that are more responsive to women's needs and realities and foster greater equality worldwide. Thanks to early research, today we have evidence that proves that women are often the hardest hit by economic downturns, suffering rising unemployment, greater burden of unpaid care responsibilities, cuts to government spending on public services, and increased risk to health and personal security. Even organizations such as the World Bank are recognizing and warning of worsening feminization of poverty and of the disproportionate negative impacts of the crisis on women. This has devastating effects on the gains previously made, which are being imperiled by the economic situation. Early evidence demonstrates that similarities can be found in the experiences of women throughout the world, such as rising employment, insecurity due to constricting formal and informal labor markets, increased care responsibilities, reduced household income, compensating for absent and inadequate state social safety provisions, responsibility for additional unpaid care work, and so on and so on. Internationally, the worsening of the crisis shifted the focus towards service delivery and economic effectiveness approaches, displacing the Beijing platform's human rights discourse and negatively impacting the funding for women's movements, where there have already been significant reductions. It has been made evident that in times of economic crisis, gender equality within national policymaking processes is often ignored. For example, a common grievance from civil society is that national economic stimulus packages are focused on creating jobs in heavily male-dominated employment sectors. In terms of women's labor, during the last 20 years, globalization has served to feminize specific labor markets, sometimes at the most vulnerable and with greater economically risk sectors. The International Labor Organization has anticipated that the crisis will increase the number of women employed in these sectors. Migrant women, and as it has been said here, are particularly vulnerable as quality and availability of work declines and are also becoming increasingly vulnerable to exploitation by employers. On the other hand, with reduced demand for migrant labor, the levels of remittances are reducing as well, positing great pressure on migrant workers as they are often the primary provider of income for their families. In terms of women's financial resources, the rigidity of the financial resources due to the crisis will severely restrict the family budgets and the alternative financial services target at the very poor. For example, microfinance will be inhibited due to the influence of reduced capital liquidity. Along with this, official development assistance is likely to decrease, meaning that the capacity of civil society to play a role in monitoring the impact of the crisis on gender equality will be diminished too. In terms of social impact, the crisis on maternal and child health is a critically important social issue. Already, the World Bank estimated that due to the crisis, an additional 200,000 to 400,000 infants may die per year between 2009 and 2015. Research also suggests that falling GDP correlates to notably higher infant mortality of girls and of boys, And disturbingly, the World Bank reports that girls are five times more likely to be affected by rising infant mortality rates than boys. Civil society groups, multilateral institutions, international finance bodies, and individual governments, we all have competing priorities and opinions on whether or how to address gender equality concern within the broader context of economic crisis. Nevertheless, despite the negative impacts that the economic situation is having on women globally, multilateral agencies, governments, civil society actors, researchers engaged in women's rights and gender equality are expressing an overarching sense of possibility and belief that in crisis there is also great opportunity. This conference is a proof of that. IDRC is committed to continue supporting research that analyzes these challenges and opportunities and links them to policy and action. Thank you very much.